Lydia's conversion in Philippi. From Troas, we put out to sea and sailed straight for Samothrace. And the next day, we went on to Neapolis. From there, we travelled to Philippi, a Roman colony and the leading city of that district of Macedonia. And we stayed there several days. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to the river, where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. One of those listening was a woman from the city of Thyatira, named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth. She was a worshipper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. "If you consider me a believer in the Lord," she said, "come and stay at my house." And she persuaded us.
So, from that reading, what do we know about Lydia? Not a lot, actually. That passage in Acts is the only passage in the Bible where Lydia is mentioned. And it doesn't tell us a massive amount, does it? What it really tells us is that Lydia was a successful businesswoman, a dealer in purple cloth. But it doesn't really tell us the full story about her. When we read this passage, we find Paul, who's gone on some travels. He planned to go with Barnabas, if you read the passages before. He planned to go with Barnabas and revisit each of the cities they'd already been to on his first tour. This is his second tour that we're talking about. But stuff had happened. They had a bit of a fallout. And instead of going with Barnabas, Paul went with Silas. And he travelled to Philippi in the country that we now know as Macedonia, or Macedonia, if you're from that area. And this is where we find them in the passage. When they get to Philippi, they don't really know anybody. But being the good Christians that they were, they went looking for people, and they knew that if they went down to the river, they would probably find people praying. Now, Philippi at that time didn't have a massive Jewish community, and therefore it didn't have its own synagogue. So on the Sabbath, Paul and Silas travelled to the river, and there they did find people praying. And one of those people was Lydia. And what we can take from the passage is that Lydia is a woman who was a worshipper of God. She was a prayerful lady, and she was already open-hearted to listening to God's word. And when Paul, Tim, and Silas got there, they picked up a couple of others on the way, Timothy and Luke, before they got there. And when they got to the river, they started to speak to the people who gathered, the women who were gathered there. And Lydia was one of those who was listening. And we read that God opened Lydia's heart to hear the message of the gospel that Paul was preaching. And not only did she hear it, but she got baptized when she was there. And not only Lydia got baptized, but her household did. Now, we don't know whether that is her family or her servants or both. Likely all of them, from all of the commentaries that I've read whilst preparing for this service. And not only that, but because she was a successful woman, she had a large house, something sort of Thatcher-esque, I'm imagining, where she invited Paul and the others to go back to and stay with them. Again, demonstrating that she was not only open-hearted and listening to the gospel of God, but she was a woman of service and wanted to demonstrate that through her hospitality to Paul and those that she was travelling with. So, we know that Lydia was prayerful. She was already there worshipping God, so we know that she was worshipful. She was open-hearted and a woman of service, which also demonstrates that she was transformed. And that's the series that we're going through at the moment, is transformed characters. And when Lydia heard the gospel, she was transformed. She got baptized. And that's why she invited Paul and Silas and the others back to her house. And that's what we should be like as well. Now, just after we played Basic Better Best, I'm now reading because I got it out of order, this popped up on the screen. Do you know what it is? They are. They're cars and trucks, but they are transformers as well. Now, I thought about getting one of these costumes, but then I thought I'd have to stand here wearing it the whole service, and I wasn't prepared to do that. They're good, though, aren't they? As I said before, looks can be deceiving. They were just great transformer costumes. Do we wear a costume when we come to church? That's one of the reasons why I'm wearing what I'm wearing today, actually. I thought about putting on a suit, a shirt and a tie, but that's not really me. I don't even do that at work anymore, and I don't do it when I come to church. So I'm wearing what I wear, because that's me. And if we truly believe in God, and if we are transformed characters of God, we don't need to wear a costume. We should be as we are wherever we go. Only God can see what we're really like. We could put costumes on. We could pretend to be people that we're not. But God will see us inside and out. And if we are truly transformed by our faith, like Lydia was, we don't need costumes. Now, as you know, it's Mothering Sunday. So we're going to remember and honour the strong, transforming women in our lives. Mothers and others, mother figures, if you like, not necessarily our actual mothers, but women who've had positive impacts on our lives. And we're going to do that with this cross and with that piece of purple ribbon that you were given as you came in. There's a reason we chose the purple, by the way, because as you've heard, Lydia was a successful businesswoman dealing in purple cloth. So we chose purple to remember that and to help us to remember those women in our lives. Now, if you can't tie one of these, and I'm not very good at this, by the way. I wish I hadn't undone the one that I did. It took me 4 attempts before I came in. If you're not very good at it, go and see the church administrator, because it's her fault that we didn't do them all before you came in. So you just need to do that. Ish. Look, that's not worked. A purple ribbon into a bow. Into a bow. Sorry, did I miss that important bit out? Sorry. It's because I was too intent on trying to do it. Oh, I nearly did it. Anyway, that's what we're going to be doing. And once you've tied your bow, what I'd like you to do is come up. Ed, Kieran, and the kids are going to help you pin them onto the cross. And what you're pinning them onto the cross for is the strong women, transformed women that have been in your lives. And we've got a good example of one. I can't do it. Do you know what? I'm not going to try and talk and do that. I'll do mine afterwards. We've got a good example of one. We sadly went to a funeral on Tuesday for a lady who, and talking about costumes, for a lady called Eileen. I didn't know her name was Eileen until the funeral. We've known her for 40-odd years. We knew her as Elizabeth. And she was from the church where we originally went and where I got baptised and became a Christian. And frankly, our journey wouldn't have been the same but for Elizabeth, because one evening she, with some other members of that church, were out knocking on doors, reaching out into the community. And they weren't working on the street where we lived that night. They were on their way back to the church to finish for the night, but they saw a light on at their house and went and knocked on the door at about 10 o'clock at night. And that happened to be my mum and dad's house, who let her in. And the rest, as they say, is history. They started going to church, I started going to church, we did. And I'm stood up here now, blathering on about it. So I will stop doing that. There's going to be a song playing. You've got 6 minutes and 29 seconds, precisely, for everybody to do this. And when you come up, as is traditional in this place of worship, we have also some little posies of daffodils also tied, much more expertly than I'm managing to do it here, thanks Joe, with the purple ribbon. And if you could take one of those, or a couple of those, to give to a transforming woman in your life, please do that as well. Thank you.